This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour of the DJV program. I'm Doug. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Jay Kirshner are here. The Jays. Victoria Keelan is here among the plenty. I was thinking that we were like good neighbors. What's the, isn't it State Farm? We're the good neighbors. State Farm is there. Well, it's also Good Neighbors, the radio program that a lot of people like to listen to because we tap into all the knowledge that's ever been known. Ever noticed that? How smart we all are. We sort of sometimes have an out-of-mind, out-of-body experience here, learning about things that are not necessarily talked about by lots of other people. I kind of think it's cool, frankly, if I do say so myself. We walk on water and speak in tongues. Sort of. This week, it's the Super Flower Blood Moon, Jennifer. The night sky on
Wednesday. I love all these
Wednesday.
New games.
Yeah, but the super flower blood moon.
Yeah, it used to be, oh, there's a full moon, and that was it. Now everything's like the super blood flower goddess moon. Okay. That was cool.
Isn't the end of Mercury being in retrograde, isn't that?
Are
we getting pretty close to that, I think? Anyway,
so what? It hasn't been too bad.
No, not
too bad. The last one, I had all kinds of electronics go haywire, but this one seems okay.
I'm having a little conversation with my partners, and I are having some communication problems, but I'm sure they'll all be straightened out. This is a, according to what the Farmer's Almanac is saying, this is a once-in-a-lifetime event, be the brightest and the darkest in combination. So the sky is dark, and that makes the moon seem brighter.
What
How
is
about
the date
that?
On that?
That'd be this Wednesday.
Okay,
the moon is 222,000 miles away from the Earth, which is almost 100,000 miles closer than it normally is in its elliptical shot around the – it has an orbit that isn't round. And that's basically what I'm saying. So 4:14 a.m. Pacific time, Jennifer, that's when it'll be the brightest and largest. Why is it a flower moon? Well, you're right about that. How did we come up with all these names?
Well, I remember the pink moon. Remember, I was like all excited that the moon was going to be pink. It wasn't pink. It was beautiful. It wasn't pink.
I thought the blood moons were in the fall. Yeah, remember that from last year anyway?
Maybe. I think the flower moon is just because it's the time of the year. Yeah, it's the season, so things are flowering.
Yeah.
Think that's where it comes from.
Maybe that's what it is. Okay, in the U.S., those who are located east of the Mississippi will experience a partial lunar eclipse before the moon sets below the horizon. So let's see here. On the East Coast, we, Victoria, will not see much of anything, according to Farmer's Almanac. But around the world, it'll be quite visible. It'll be quite a cool thing. It's great. I think it's one of those things that brings people together, don't you? You know, you think about it. Look up in the sky. Mm-hmm. There's the moon.
Well, it also kind of reminds you of your place. Like when, you know, we all get caught up in what's happening in our life and, like, everything, the drama of life. And then when you look up and you realize, you know what, we're just a little tiny speck in all of this. It makes you feel a little more, I don't know, a little more connected, and you put things in better perspective, right?
Right. Okay, so putting things into perspective, a fellow's been arrested after calling a police department threatening to kill a police officer before attempting to run over several cops and driving his car through the station's lobby. This is in Grace, Havre de Grace, Maryland, which is right off the 95, a little north of Baltimore. What prompts people, is it drugs, to be this crazy? Seriously. You know, it's unga bunga. And then the Huntington Beach birthday party over the weekend, Jennifer.
That was so ridiculous. If you took a butterfly net to catch idiots, you would have been in business.
What happened?
So stupid. There was an influencer on TikTok decided to advertise that there would be this big party. Mm-hmm. And so all these people come from all over, and they have hundreds of people out on the streets of Huntington Beach for this guy's whatever, birthday party, whatever it was. It was just all driven by TikTok. There were arrests made. I mean, people, just people acting stupid. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too old, but it just seems... It seems like, I don't know, it's not a great use of time, but hey, TikTok.
There was a party
birthday
in South Jersey this weekend.
There was a shooting, too.
Hundreds
wasn't there?
Of people and a shooting, and I think the gunman's still on the run. Yeah, it's a mess.
Let's see, a couple of, a lot of people beginning to travel. You're trying to find an airline reservation. My sister, who worked for Delta for 49 years, has not been able to find a seat. Normally, the people that work for the airlines, whether they're
passengers, doesn't she get some preferential treatment?
Free. Yeah, no. As a matter of fact, if there's an empty seat, she can ride on it. And if there isn't an empty seat, they don't make room for her. And I guess they've eliminated the jump seat stuff. They used to be able to ride in the jump seat with the flight attendants, and they apparently can't even do that anymore. And you look at the schedules, and they're sort of filling out. I've looked at a couple of different schedules to go to a couple of different places. I was supposed to run down to Washington, and I couldn't find a plane that either went when I was going, when I needed to go, or that had any seats in it. And so now as they build up.
I have this feeling this next weekend is going to be ridiculous. There are just a lot of people that I think have felt cooped up. They're feeling safer, whether they're vaccinated, already had it. Restrictions are being lifted. It's funny because I can't give you like scientific proof, but I live in Los Angeles and I can tell you, you knew something was going on over the past year because the traffic was completely down. And in some ways it was a silver lining of COVID for me because I still had to keep traveling and it was just easier to do it on the roads. This weekend, I had a ton of stuff to do. I was all over the place. And the traffic this weekend was insanity. Memorial Day weekend, people are going to be looking to get the heck out.
The predictions from the AAA, Jennifer, suggest that more than 37 million Americans will be driving this weekend. And then the more millions will be on buses and trains, and all the airports are supposed to be jammed as people get started trying to get themselves, and all the resorts, domestic resorts, if you're trying to find a place to stay this summer, forget it. I mean, if you've already started good, start your planning. If you haven't made your plans yet, you're probably going to be disappointed because it's chaos. And it's expected. Hello. Are you naive enough to think that everybody's going to stay home this summer? No, gonzo. And with that comes the announcement of a new airline, a new domestic airline called Breeze, a low-cost airline that launched over the weekend. Basic economy fares, $39. They have 39 domestic routes. Came from Salt Lake City. Fellow that's running it was the guy who started JetBlue. So they're going to work out of four main airports, Tampa, Charleston, Norfolk, and New Orleans. They'll be back and forth, back and forth. They're going into those cities and 16 cities in the Midwest, the Southeast. The first scheduled flight is the 27th, which is Thursday, and the planes are all full, apparently. This is really kind of, I was reading the article yesterday about how this guy got started and what the deal is. They're going to fly to places it sort of sounds like a poor man's Southwest because they're starting using the same concept that Southwest did, fly to airports and medium-sized cities that gets no attention from the big legacy airlines. So Providence, San Antonio, Pittsburgh. If you want to fly into Pittsburgh, man, they used to be, you could get in there really easily. You could hardly get in there now. Akron, Canton, the same thing. Huntsville, Alabama, all of these airports are now, they were serviced by Southwest when they got started, but Southwest decided they wanted to be just like all the other big boys. Right now, the low-cost carriers that started, JetBlue and Southwest, are the most expensive. Have you anybody tried to find a seat and or pay for a JetBlue is ridiculous. Not only are their prices crazy, but you can't select a seat. You got to pay another, I don't know, what, $15-$20 when you make your reservation, you want to pick a seat.
That's been standard, though. That's been standard with JetBlue.
Not for me.
They, They've always charged extra to pick a seat.
Well, that makes them less desirable as far as I'm concerned.
But their airfares were always cheaper. So if you're saying that their airfares are now up, then, you're going to feel that extra $20.
Right, exactly. So anyway, the thing about this is that 95% of all of the routes have no airline service at all. That's really pretty amazing. Getting connected from one place to another. You know what it's like to go through all
these
hubs.
They're going to have to add some routes back because, I mean, one of the things that has not happened yet, and the reason it's so hard to find a flight is that they cut a lot of routes during COVID because no one was flying. So at some point, I think they're going to have to add that back, right? I mean, they can't just keep slamming planes full.
No, well, they have to. Well, they've got a lot of planes sitting on the ground. They got a lot of anxious employees who want to go back to work. Mm-hmm. So as much as anything else, that's part of what, kind of puts two and two together. But imagine, if you can, 37 million people driving. And this is over a holiday weekend. And you think about the traffic. You're right, Jennifer. I thought it was wonderful the times that I've been in Los Angeles over the past year. The traffic has been wonderful. But now, forget it.
It's back, baby. It's back. Yeah.
Exactly. 17 half the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, speaking of traveling, there's a report today the U.S. is going to downgrade Mexican air safety. So they are suggesting that if you want to fly in and out of Mexico, don't fly on a Mexican airline. As a matter of fact, they have added a number of nations that don't meet the standards of air safety in the planes that they have. Some of the, these countries buy old planes, and Bangladesh is among them, Ghana, Malaysia. The Organization of Eastern Caribbean States like Barbados and St. Lucia, St. Kitts, Pakistan, Thailand, and Venezuela don't fly on airlines that originate in those countries, that belong to those countries, because their safety standards are nil. And the average age of the planes in these countries is 40 years old, 40. That might not be so bad with a Boeing plane because they last longer, but I don't want to be riding on an Airbus that's 35, 40 years old. I'll tell you that. 21 after the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three after the hour now. Time for Jay Kirshner to shine with all of us as we go through the trending items on social media at DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show. Why is Simone Biles on top of the heap here, Jay?
She is the first female to land the Yurchenko double pike in competition. She crushed it twice
what
during her practice session.
Oh, she only thinks she's the first. I've totally nailed it.
Okay.
Do this. I was like, oh, my God. What's
so what's the Yurchenko double pike for those of us who haven't got a clue?
So it's with the vault. It's a round-off back handspring approach to a vault, which leads to a double flip while the athlete maintains a straight-legged position.
So it's named after some Russian who used to do it? Is that it?
Or who
Natalia Yurchenko is who it's named for, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the judges assigned the difficulty value a 6.6. She scored a 9.5 for her execution. She had said it wasn't quite the number she was wanting, but she's still pretty dang proud of it.
So we could all do this, right, with a little practice?
Sure. Now, this is Jay. She's doing this because this is Olympic trials, right?
Yes,
leading up to? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so this was the U.S. trials for this.
Yeah.
All right, welcome to Progressive America, ladies and gentlemen. A Florida high school is editing yearbook photos because there's too much booba-dooba going on, right?
Badly editing. I mean, these are really poor Photoshop efforts. And if you look online, you can see some of the before. It's the yearbook.
Can you
explain the staff
hooba-hooba?
What's going on in the picture?
Yeah.
Hooba-hooba.
I know you speak Doug now, but the rest of us, you know, we have to...
Oh, like cleavage. Okay.
Cleavage.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't yeah, and it's barely like any cleavage. It's some of these photos, you can see the before and then the after where they're edited. One photo was of a woman or a teen who... Even her clavicle was, photoshopped out.
Oh,
it was ridiculous. Meanwhile, there's boys in these Speedos that have no photoshopping. Some of the girls said that they actually wore the shirt that they wanted to wear ahead of time to ask teachers, like, hey, is this okay? And they got approval for what they wore. There was nothing that was too risque. I mean, when you look at some of these photos, the before and the afters, these girls were not being sexualized in the photo until they got photoshopped.
So crazy.
Guarantee the principal and vice principal were not on that. Okay, next. Ah, this bastard Martin Bashir. He's really, did he get fired or did he quit?
I think he's getting his right now.
Yeah, he deserves every bit of it.
He's sticking to the claim that he didn't do anything wrong nor deceitful, that the sit-down happened along with Diana. You know, she agreed to talk with him on camera about her relationship with Prince Charles. Things happened the way she wanted.
No. So, and she's around
him. He did apologize. I saw he apologized, though, to the kids, didn't he?
Yeah. He says that he does understand where her boys are coming from.
Yeah.
Well, now, Michael Jackson's family and his estate are coming out against Martin Bashir as well, saying that just like Diana, that Michael was coerced into doing that interview.
He was.
Which made him look awful.
Awful.
That was.
And he never, I told you that story. I've told you that story. Uri Geller put that, Bashir had been after Uri for years because Uri's been friends with Michael Jackson since he was a teenager. And because Michael was very big in astrology and astronomy and metaphysics and stuff, so he idolized Uri, and Uri became great friends. I told you Uri had him as his best man at his wedding, yada, yada. So anyway, Bashir comes after Uri and says, come on, I want to do an interview with Michael Jackson. Can you set it up? And Uri said, yeah, let me see if I can arrange it. And so Uri does, puts him on to Michael Jackson, and he completely creamed. I mean, he lied about every single thing. He said, I won't ask, and he does. And Michael Jackson never spoke to Uri Geller again after that. Never in the rest of his life. So that's what you're dealing with Martin Bashir. He's a lying, no good SOB who's getting exactly what he deserves. He's a coward. That's basically his M.O. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, just as with people, canine and feline allergies are caused by an overreaction to a substance by the immune system. There are things you should check for. Most canine and feline allergies manifest themselves in skin irritations. At the lowest level, a dog may be the victim of a breakout scratching, meaning all of a sudden he'll stop whatever he's doing and start scratching. But here are other signs to look for. Frequent rubbing against carpet and furniture. Constant licking or chewing of the paws. Continual scratching, especially underneath the body. Inflammation of the skin, which may lead to infections and other problems. You know, it's up to you as a good pet guardian to watch your pet, notice where they seem to be itchy and where they seem to be scratching, and have a conversation with your veterinarian. However, if you've been going to the same veterinarian over and over again and you're not getting the results you should be getting, maybe it's time for a second opinion. Maybe it's time to see a veterinary dermatologist or ask your vet to perform an allergy test. Nothing worse than watching your pet suffer with allergies when they don't have to. With the great new medications on the market that are available to you and your pet, we can all be a whole lot happier. I'll more next time.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is investigating a suspicious package filled with white powder and bearing an image of threatening violence that arrived at Republican Senator Rand Paul's home in Kentucky Monday. The senator takes these threats seriously. In 2017, he was assaulted by his neighbor while doing yard work, breaking five of his ribs. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday signed a measure that he says will protect state residents from big tech's power grab on freedom of speech. DeSantis calls it the Big Tech Bill. It allows Florida residents to fight back against deplatforming and censorship, allowing them to sue tech companies for up to $100,000 in damages for each proven claim. Texas lawmakers approved a bill Monday that would allow residents to carry handguns without licenses. Governor Greg Abbott said last month he would support the so-called permitless carry bill, which would apply to people 21 and older and will begin later this year. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
This day in history, Flash, 1935, the location, Forbes Field, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Babe Ruth hits his 714th home run, a record for career home runs that would stand for almost 40 years. Flash, 1977, Memorial Day weekend opens with an intergalactic bang as the first of George Lucas' Star Wars movies hits American theaters.
I didn't come back just to say goodbye.
I shouldn't tell you this, but you're the only one I can trust. We're going to jump ship and join the Alliance.
The Rebellion?
Quiet down.
He's got a mouth bigger than me, dear.
I'm quiet. This is not why I am. You can barely hear me.
It won't be long before your uncle's just a tenant, slaving for the greater glory of the Empire.
No, that's not going to happen here. You said yourself
the Empire won't even mess with this old rot.
Things can change.
I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
Han Solo. I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
Should not have come back.
Star Wars, it received 7 Oscars and earned $461 million in U.S. ticket sales, $800 million worldwide. Carrie Fisher, a.k.a. the Princess, said it wasn't a movie opening, it was like an earthquake. Millions of COVID-19 vaccines are on the way for Taiwan, the health minister said on Tuesday, as he extended virus-related restrictions until the middle of June, even though the trend in new infections is falling. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Four at the hour, fighting truth decay here on the DJV program. We are doing things that our competitors do not do, with the design here, trying to be one of a kind. As our consultant Mike McVeigh says, where are the other guys? I objected a little bit because I don't want to call Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay guys. That bothers me.
That doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother you at all?
Nope.
Really?
That's all I say. Hey, guys. Yeah. Have a good
week. Hey, guys.
Right. It's okay. It's generational. It's fine.
Oh, here we go with the generational stuff again. Okay. Here we are to inspire. Anyway, a number of things that are, I guess, relevant, important when it comes to COVID. I thought it was kind of cool that, once again, the Patriots plane delivered a lot of vaccines down to El Salvador. Why El Salvador? What's the magic of there? You could send them most any place.
They need help?
Yeah, I get that.
That'll do it.
Yeah. But aren't there a lot of other countries that do? Are they just picking here and there? They've used that. The people that own, the Kraft family owns the Patriots. They've used this this plane to help a lot in various things. Yeah. You know, they've delivered these vaccines.
Flies Kraft down to get some handies, and then it also helps with vaccines and masks. The plane gets a lot of use.
Where'd that expression come from?
I'm not going to say what it's short for, but yeah, you either know or you don't know.
There's a J involved in that someplace, I think. All right. The governor of Michigan says she's very sorry for her social distance violation. Gretchen Whitmer, what has she been up and down and sideways? Right,
what did
with
she
all
do?
Of this stuff?
Let's read the story, though. What'd she do?
Well, she has apparently been involved in a couple of instances, most recently over the weekend, where she has been seen violating the mandated social distancing guidelines that she set up.
Yeah, she had a dinner party. She kind of had a Newsome Light situation where she was at a dinner party that broke
at the Landshark Bar and Grill.
Well, that, yeah, I think that was a different one because then she was also at a bar violating her rules. She had 12 people gathered around tables pushed together, which is in violation of her own health orders. And this isn't the first time. Remember, she made everybody stay home. They couldn't even go to their vacation homes or anything. They had to be locked in.
She's a big
and then her husband was out on the lake with their boat. I mean, and then she told people not to travel, and then it was revealed she went to Florida. I mean, this is not the first.
She's a big phony. The rules apply to everybody but me. I'm important. So, anyway, she's been in a number of restaurants.
I just don't know how you can look at what's going on with Cuomo and Newsom and realize you've kind of skated because you're the governor of Michigan. But now, if your order is six people at a table, which is what the order is in their state, why in the world would you think it's okay to push tables together and have 12 people sitting there when everybody on the planet has a cell phone to take a picture of you?
So stupid.
I don't understand how they, I mean, what is
in the
brain?
Well, they think they're above it all. They're above it all.
Yes, but.
That's it. We're better than everybody else. That is, with Republicans and Democrats, that's their mantra now.
Well, it's the ruling class.
We're bigger than you,
we're
better than you are.
Yeah, we can do everything we want.
Right, and we still keep electing these morons. Meanwhile, a doctor in Florida who passed away apparently a week or so ago, his name was Thomas Newsom. It was last month, I think he died. Anyway, the story is, so I don't bury the lead. What do you call it? Shoveling the lead?
Oh, Jen, yeah, on Friday I go, he's got a shovel for every story. It's just, he's...
Okay. So that I don't...
stay on top of you here. Okay.
Bury the lead. This is a story about Dr. Thomas Newman, who died of complications of COVID-19. He had over 40 years amassed a baseball card collection that apparently, according to the family has had it evaluated, it's worth $20 million.
Wow. Okay. That might be the largest collection I've ever heard
of.
And
really
baseball cards right now, sports cards right now are selling at such a crazy rate. So now is the time for the family to unload the collection.
He had an original Babe Ruth from 1933.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, yeah. This is really...
That's incredible. That's really cool.
The Babe Ruth card is worth $5 million on its own.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Rookie card of Babe Ruth? Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially in good shape.
I'm good sure. Heavens. He was 73 years old when he passed away late in the wintertime. Anyway, I'm looking at some of the other cards that he has here. Wow, this is really cool. I've always thought when I was a kid I had a Ted Williams card. I always thought Ted Williams was pretty much the top of the heap. And I don't know how much it was worth.
I used to collect baseball cards, and then my grandfather said, I'll organize them for you. And they're still at his house. But I'm going to get him back.
There you go. An advisory panel for the Centers for Disease Control investigating several reports of heart inflammation in young adults after they've had two doses of mRNA vaccines. That would be either Pfizer or Moderna. So what's the story here? Heart inflammation, myocarditis.
It's very, very rare. Dr. Ken, our cardiologist here, could probably talk more about it.
Yeah,
it's very rare, and it shows up within 4 days, which is also kind of...
After you've had the shot.
Yeah.
Second shot or first shot? Do you know which?
I don't know which.
I can't see that from here.
Yeah, I don't know. But that also shows that, and I don't know what the treatment is, and I don't know how long it lasts. That's the kind of stuff they're looking into right now. Why it affects? I mean, it's so rare, but why have they had a few cases of these kids showing up with this? So I'm not sure. But you know what? COVID does that too. So if you think about it, remember the story about a year ago when they had done, I think it was 100 different college athletes, elite college, NCAA athletes. who had COVID and they all had enlarged hearts. Remember that study?
I do.
So
yeah.
That's what COVID does. So this might just be temporary because that's how your body is supposed to react to the vaccine.
Yes. Yeah.
They, I don't know. I started, after having it, I started taking it a baby aspirin. I still take it because I'm just kind of like in the habit of it now. Because so much of that, the inflamed heart, the blood clots, I mean, all of that stuff, they were warned about. And no one really told me to do it. I kind of just went off the rails and just did it myself because I was unnerved at the time. But I can see how that makes sense. I mean, if you think that COVID's doing it, then they're trying to get a reaction in your body of COVID, then it's probably pretty possible it's going to pick up the same stuff, right? The same symptoms and effects.
Yeah.
All right, new book out called Debts of Despair and the Future of Capitalism. Once again, somebody who doesn't like America, that's the way I read this anyway, putting down capitalism, bad for everybody. Let's have socialism so that everybody can be treated the same, and the people who have a lot of money should have it taken away from them, because without money, there is no class, and the people who, if there's no class, everybody gets treated the same. We won't have problems with who gets shots, who doesn't get shots, yada, 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 yada. I see books like this, and they want to make me, I want to throw up. Frankly, these people are
especially because if you look at Venezuela is the perfect example of the experiment of introducing socialism. I mean, look where they went from being this rich, prosperous, resource-rich country 20 years ago to now having bread lines. I mean, that's there's just so much room for tyranny. It's, I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
But
okay.
People don't see that.
So we're getting back to the work department here. Incentives. Have you seen it? I'm about to sneeze, so I'll let you guys take over this for a second. Where all the incentives are for, excuse me.
Look up at the lights. Look up at the lights.
A lot of states have various incentives, that they are trying to get people back to work.
Some better than others. You know, like, first of all, I think it's dumb to incentivize.
Is it state working for the state, or is it just states that are trying to encourage people get workers in to go to work in industry?
You know, if it's the right thing for you, then get the shot, regardless of whether they're going to give you a free donut or something like that, right? I mean, it just doesn't seem like it just seems.
And
silly,
if a donut sways you, then I think you got larger problems in your life.
Well, right? It depends what kind of donut.
Victoria is so subtle. That's good, Victoria.
But in Los Angeles,
how about two donuts? Would that sway you?
Yes.
How about
two? Two donuts are better than one. But in Los Angeles, they were giving away Lakers season seats this weekend if you got vaccinated. And then there's some states, what, Pennsylvania's doing a lottery, I think. Maryland's doing a lottery, giving away scratch tickets for people that got vaccinated.
But they, and to make this serious, National Restaurant Association says that a lot of the restaurants now, because workers have always complained they didn't get health care, that kind of stuff, and they're beginning to add that in as an incentive to get workers back to work, never mind the shots, but get people back to work. This has become, this around where I am, it's a huge, not a small problem, a huge problem getting people to get to work and paying them what is necessary. I see that I was talking to the young lady who works there. Our ice cream bus opened up this weekend. We had a fabulous turnout. If you want to look at the what happened on the farm this weekend, Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. They see all the activity. But here's an ice cream parlor in Pittsburgh called Claiborne's that has been open since 1923. They had 16 positions so that they could stay open 7 days a week. So they announced that they'd be upping the pay from $7.25, which was minimum wage, to $15 an hour plus tips. Now, that's what I pay the young woman who's on the bus on the farm. I think that's, you know, she's good. And so I wonder, but the tips, she made another 15, but she told me yesterday that she's averaging $30 an hour with the tips.
Well, good for her. That's great.
Yeah. That's all right. What the heck? It's good. She's a college kid. She's been working on the farm for 4 years since she was in high school. She's very reliable. People like her. She knows what she's doing, and I have to worry about what goes on, frankly. So, you know, people said, well, I don't tell everybody else. Nobody else now. Somebody's listening, works on the farm. They know what she's being paid. I don't tell anybody what everybody else makes. None of anybody's business. But I think that, you know, when you look at the bottom line, I understand the argument why you wouldn't want to pay $15 an hour if it's a very tight, you know, there are a lot of, especially the restaurant business works on very tight margins. And, you know, there are other businesses, certainly plenty of them, that work on tight margins. That does not include most of the labor-specific outfits, like if you're a carpenter or a plumber or something, there's no. My brother-in-law had a new stove put into his kitchen the other day, and they had to rewire it because the 220 wasn't the right wire or something. So the guys were in the house for 2 hours. They charged him $400. Damn. Two guys. Huh?
Damn.
For 2 hours.
That's a lot.
$400
an hour?
Yeah. So, you know, those are the kind of, those are not tight margins. So you can pay somebody, but I'm sure they're paying them more than $15 an hour anyway. I know a kid that works on the farm for me part-time. That's a physician assistant, good. An electrician assistant, and he gets $19 an hour. The kid's 20 years old. I think that's fabulous, frankly. And more, we had this conversation. My sisters were in town. My older sister was in town, so the three of us got together a couple of times over the weekend, and we were talking about, you know, this very thing, who's getting paid what, and how do you get people to come back to work, that sort of thing, and what, you know, my older sister lives in Minnesota, a far cry from what it's like around here in terms of jobs and stuff, but they're all offering incentives. I see in Oklahoma, there's a $12,000, you see this? The $12,000 offering to get people to come to work in certain jobs, Connecticut, $1,000 signing bonus, limited time offers. But this is the state offering people to come to live there, right? It's not the companies, it's the state. 48 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Say hello to happy, healthy hair at Ulta Beauty's Gorgeous Hair Event, happening right now. Get hair care happy with 50% off hair care essentials from brands like Hot Tools and Living Proof. And get wow-worthy hair with unbeatable deals on shampoo and conditioner pairs from brands like Redken. Longer sunny days just mean more time to show off your new style. Hurry, this event ends May 29th. Discover your best hair yet. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Past the hour. Yes, time for the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. It's an abridged version of that. Still stars Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, who along with Leslie Segretti host this weekend chat fest. I kind of like that. For those of you who want to have your house fixed up, it's the time of the year, it's the season, and they have all kinds of service, whether it be the radio, the podcast. They've got a newsletter we'll talk about. Well, actually, we'll get started with a question from one of the listeners about his driveway right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, Tom Kreitler is here with Doug Steffen, the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, and all the ancillary help that you get from the podcast newsletters. A lot of listeners have questions, including people listening to this program, who know Tom shows up every Monday at this time. Joe has a concrete driveway, Tommy, and apparently it's flaking out.
And, okay.
Sure. Yeah.
We can't have a flaking driveway now.
No. So what does he do to fix it up?
You know, most people that have deteriorated concrete surfaces will try to patch them with cement, but that's not the right material because it doesn't stick. You know, if you're stacking blocks, stacking brick, cement's perfect for that, mortar's perfect for that, but not a driveway. You need to use a product that's designed for patching. Quickcrete has one called ReCap that's excellent. because the adhesion on this stuff is incredible, Doug. I've seen them in I've seen the tests for this material where they apply this to old driveways and then try to pull it apart, like pull it off with a like a tinsel testing machine that kind of stretches it. And it sticks so well, it pulls the chunks of the old driveway out with it. So that's how tight the stuff bonds
to
the surface. Yeah. So you can use Recap. So it's a DIY project. You wet the driveway down, you clean it, you apply it. You can have the same kind of finishes that you would have on a regular slab. You can have like that broom finish that gives you a good surface that you won't, that won't be slippery, gives you some traction, and it will most importantly stay there. Folks that have driveways with deterioration, sidewalks now that maybe you had some rock salt on it and they're pitted. This is the product that you use to smooth
and
that.
You know,
right,
I'm gonna give you a piece of Doug's advice. I've had a power washer for years and years and years. Great because there's a lot of pressure behind it. But last year I bought a steam cleaner. And I will tell you something. For a job like this, where, you know, we have a lot of engine work we do on the tractors and the farm equipment.
Right.
I want them to be clean. But this, I used this thing on a similar sort of job. I had a problem with a driveway. And so I put the steamer on it. Boy, did that clean it out.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I bet.
Really.
And, you know, when you use a pressure washer on concrete surfaces, if you use it too strong of a tip on it, it's going to etch it. It's going to damage it.
Yeah, that's a thought. What is the podcast? You got something about building pools? What the heck is that?
Yeah, have you heard of these things? You know, if you would love to have a backyard pool, but you can't afford it, you don't have the time to care for it, or maybe you just don't have the space. Two words, Doug, spool pool. A spool pool is a combination of a pool and a spa. So they're like miniature pools where the water changes from hot for the spa to cool for the pool. And they're really fun to have. So I think that this is a big trend right now, and you're going to see more of them being built.
What do they cost?
They cost about the same as a regular pool because you have the same mechanical systems.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you know, and space, maybe a little bit less.
The challenge is to get somebody to put a pool in. I was going to try to do one in my house because I don't have one here in the new house I moved to a few years ago. You can't find anybody to do it. And when you do,
take a look at the post on moneypit.com on the homepage. We've got a spool pool post, Doug. That will give you some ideas and inspiration.
Okay, I'm going to do that. All right, also the newsletter. What's going on with mosquitoes? I got swat with the first mosquito bite the other night.
Yeah, on the podcast just dropped today, we tell you everything you need to know to create a mosquito-proof backyard. All the basics plus some cool new high technology that wipes them out.
Shoot them. Shoot those mosquitoes. Get them. All right, Tommy the K, check out Money Pit, moneypit.com for all the newsletter info, the podcast, and the radio show.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.